Books on Tape presents The Navigator by Clive Cussler and Paul Kemprikos. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. A far-off land, about 900 BC. The monster emerged from the morning mists in the pearly light of dawn. The massive head, with its long snout and flaring nostrils, advanced toward shore where the hunter knelt, bowstring taut to his cheek, eyes focused on a deer grazing in the marsh. A rippling sound caught his ear, and he glanced out at the water. He uttered a fearful moan, threw the bow aside, and leaped to his feet. The startled deer disappeared into the woods, with the terrified hunter close on its tail. The tendrils of fog parted to reveal a giant sailing ship. The vessel's 200-foot-long wooden hull of reddish-brown was fringed with curtains of seaweed. A man stood on the ship's upswept stem, behind the carved figurehead of a snorting stallion. He had been gazing into a small wooden box. As the ghostly shoreline materialized, the man raised his head and pointed to the left. The helmsman at the twin steering oars brought the ship around in a graceful turn that sent it on a new course parallel to the densely wooded shoreline. Deckhands expertly adjusted the vertically striped red and white square sail to compensate for the change in direction. The captain was in his mid-twenties, but the serious expression on his handsome face added years to his appearance. His strong nose was curved slightly at the bridge. His thick black beard was arranged in rows around a full mouth and square jaw. Sun and sea had darkened his skin.